Well, Shalom, y'all. We are so glad that you have joined us for this week's teaching. You know, his word tells us, great shalom have those who love his Torah and nothing will cause them to stumble. We're going to be continuing going through the book of 2 Samuel, and we're continuing to talk about David and King David. So this week, we're going to be in 2 Samuel chapter 24, and we're going to start in verse 18. And where we're going to be reading here, this is the part where David had sinned against God, and the fact that he had numbered the children of Israel, or he had numbered the army of Israel, thus angering God. And so where we're going to pick up is where David has confessed that he has sinned against God, and he is now going to bring an offering unto God after his sin. So let's look at 2 Samuel chapter 24 and verse 18. And Gad came that day to David and said to him, go up, raise an altar to Yahweh on the threshing floor of Araunah the Jebusite. So David went up at Gad's word as Yahweh commanded. And when Araunah looked down, he saw the king and the servants coming on toward him. And Araunah went out and paid homage to the king with his face to the ground. And Araunah said, why has my lord the king come to his servant? David said, to buy the threshing floor from you in order to build an altar to Yahweh, that the plague may be averted from the people. Then Araunah said to David, let my lord the king take and offer up what seems good to him. Here are the oxen for the burnt offering and the threshing sledges and the yokes of the oxen for the wood. All this, O king Araunah, gives to the king. And Araunah said to the king, may Yahweh your God accept you. But the king said to Araunah, no, but I will buy it from you for a price. I will not offer burnt offerings to Yahweh my God that cost me nothing. So David bought the threshing floor and the oxen for 50 shekels of silver. And David built there an altar to Yahweh and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings. So Yahweh responded to the plea for the land, and the plague was averted from Israel. So the thing I want to talk about this week and highlight out of what we just read. So David has sinned against Yahweh. We see that when he brings the offering unto Yahweh, that the plague is actually averted from Israel. David was actually heartbroken over the discipline that was coming unto Israel because of his sin. And so he wanted to try to do something to help the people. And we see here that the plague is averted. It is stopped. But the thing I wanted to highlight here is when David comes to Araunah to want to build an altar, he comes to him and says, I want to build an altar so I can make a sacrifice to God. And this guy says, okay, well, here you go. Basically says, here are the oxen for the burnt offering. Here's basically the altar. He goes, I'm giving this to you. Okay, he's wanting to give David everything he needs in order to do the sacrifice. And David's response was, no, I will buy it from you for a price. He says, no, I am buying the oxen. I will not offer a burnt offering to my God, to Yahweh, that costs me nothing. So David built the altar. He built the altar. He did the work. And he paid for the altar. He paid for the sacrifice. He did not take the free gift. Because he said, and the key word to that is, I will not offer a burnt offering that cost me nothing. So we think about that. David chose not to take that which was convenient or that which was easy when it came to worshiping his God. He says, my worship is going to have to cost me something. So if we think about that for ourselves, that our offering unto him needs to cost us something. Now we think about the fact that, yes, we no longer bring an animal sacrifice like David did here. we offer the praises of our lips. When we speak of his praise, when we sing of his praise, when we sing worship unto him, that is a burnt offering unto him. That is a sweet smelling aroma that rises up to his throne room. The question is there a way that we can bring the praises of our lips that does not cost us anything? I think about when Yeshua rebuked the religious leaders of his day. He says, "You honor me with your lips, but your heart is far from me." So we think about if you're coming to him and you're speaking praise unto him, you're speaking and giving him thanksgiving, you're singing a song unto him, but is it possible that the song that you're singing or the praise that you speak doesn't cost you anything? He said that their hearts were far from him. So they spoke of him, but their hearts did not have a desire for him. Their hearts did not have a desire to walk in his ways. In fact, when he rebuked them with this saying, he was rebuking them for breaking the commandments of God to follow the traditions of men. So they were walking in disobedience to God's law, to his Torah. And so because they were walking in disobedience to his law, Yeshua tells them, "Your hearts are far from me." You can honor him with your mouth and you can sing a song unto him, but if your heart does not have a desire to walk in his ways, if you're not walking in obedience to his word and you're doing your own thing, you're seeking your own ways instead of seeking his commandments and his laws and his ways, then you are going to be like the religious leaders. You honor him with your lips, but your heart is far from him. And you're bringing an offering that does not cost you anything. You think about Paul. He tells us, he says to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice unto him. So our worship and our praise starts with the songs that we sing, the words that we speak out of our mouths. But Paul also encourages to be that living sacrifice. This is where you're bringing an offering that's going to cost you something. Because now that living sacrifice is the fact that you're walking in obedience to his word. And when you begin to walk in obedience to his word, it's going to cost you something. Now you're going to have to die to your flesh. Now you're going to have to die to the desires that are inside of you that do not line up with his word. Now you go through the process of having to be conformed or transformed into his image, having your heart circumcised and changed to where it becomes one with Yeshua instead of one with this world. When we seek to be transformed into the image of Yeshua, it's going to cost us something because we're no longer going to be like the world. We're no longer going to be conformed to the world. We're now going to be set apart. We're now going to be different. And that right there is where our worship begins to cost us something. So we want our worship to be more than just what we're saying, but it's about how we're living our lives. It's about what we're doing. We're bringing him our best. If we think about what the Torah told them when they brought an offering, what were they supposed to bring? Were they supposed to bring the best of their flock or the worst of their flock? They were supposed to bring the best, that which was without blemish, that which was perfect, that which was good, spotless, was what they brought for an offering. They didn't bring the weakest of their flocks. They didn't bring the ones that were sick. they brought the ones that were without blemish. So they brought their best. So as we read through that, we see what he's teaching us and the approach that we should have in our worship with him. We're coming to him with our best, not with something that's just barely going to get by, or something that is easy, something that is convenient, but we're going to give it our best, and it will cost us something. Let's look at Malachi chapter 1 and verse 11. From the rising of the sun to its setting, my name will be great among the nations, and in every place incense will be offered to my name in a pure offering. For my name will be great among the nations, says Yahweh of hosts. But you profane it when you say that the Lord's table is polluted and its fruit, that is, its food, may be despised. But you say, what a weariness this is. And you snort at it, says Yahweh of hosts. You bring what has been taken by violence, or is lame, or sick. And this you bring as your offering. Shall I accept that from your hand, says Yahweh. Cursed be the cheat who has a male in his flock and vows it and sacrifices to Yahweh what is blemished. For I am a great king, says Yahweh of hosts, and my name will be feared among the nations. So here in this passage, we see Yahweh is rebuking Israel for the fact that they have brought an offering that is not their best. Remember, the Torah said they were supposed to bring that which was without blemish, but they're not doing that. We see here in this passage that instead they're doing the exact opposite. They're bringing that which they have taken by violence, or that which has not cost them anything, that which is not of theirs, and that which is lame or sick. So instead of bringing of their flock, it is without blemish, the strong, the healthiest, they're bringing that which is lame and that which is sick. And he asked the question, shall I accept that from your hand? The answer to that is he does not accept that offering. We need to think when we come before him with our offering, are we bringing something that is pleasing unto him? Are we bringing something that he actually accepts? Or are we just bringing something to just get by? Are we bringing that which is lame or that which is sick, instead of us bringing that which is without blemish? Because cursed is what he says. Cursed be the one who has a male in his flock and vows it, but sacrifices that which is blemished. Or cursed is the one who brings that which is blemished while having that which is without spot, or without blemish. So cursed is the one who does not bring his best. What's interesting is the first verse here, he's talking about from the rising of the sun, my name will be made great among the nations. His desire is for his name to be lifted high and made great. The way we make his name great is when people see us and we are walking in his ways. They are not making his name great. In fact, they are doing the opposite. They're putting his name in vain. They're destroying his name. They're making his name look bad by bringing the offerings that they're bringing, by bringing the offerings that are with blemish. He's saying, my name will be made great. So this behavior of profaning my altar. Because that's what they're doing by bringing that which is blemished. They're profaning his altar. Is going to stop because my name will be made great. His name will be made great. The question is, are you going to be one of those who are helping make his name great? Let's look at Numbers chapter 18 and verse 28. So you shall also present a contribution to Yahweh from all your tithes, which you receive from the people of Israel. And from it you shall give to Yahweh's contribution to Aaron the priest. Out of all the gifts to you, you shall present every contribution due to Yahweh from each its best part to be dedicated. Therefore, you shall say to them, when you have offered from it the best of it, then the rest shall be counted to the Levites as produce of the threshing floor and as produce of the winepress. And you shall eat it in any place, you and your households. For it is your reward in return for your service in the tent of meeting. And you shall bear no sin by reason of it, when you have contributed the best of it, but you shall not profane the holy things of the people of Israel, lest you die. So I picked this out to talk about the concept here that we see, a principle in here. So this is regarding the law of the tithe with the Levites. So the Levites are already gaining, or they are bringing in the tithe of the people. So the people are instructed to bring 10% of that which they have unto the priesthood. And they are supposed to bring that which is the best of their flocks. Again, just as it went with the offering. They are not to bring their offering to them with that which is sick, lame, and so forth. So they're bringing their best unto the priest for their offering, their tithe. And then upon them receiving the contribution, the Levites receiving the contribution, which is the best of the people. Now they turn around and they are instructed to have a tithe of that tithe that came in. And they are to take that which is the best. So that which has been offered, now they're taking the best of it. So their offering, you can now say, is the best of the best. So we see what the Father's heart and his desire is from us. He wants our best. And as the Levites brought the best of the best, now, what are we? We are a chosen priesthood. So we as his chosen priesthood should desire and long to bring him the best of the best. And it's important for us to learn and understand how we can bring him our best. And when we think we're bringing him our best, we look and we strive to even do better. One of the things we know is, how do we bring him our best? First, it starts with a sincere heart. That which flows out of our mouths should not be a show unto others, but it should be what is genuinely flowing out of our hearts. And the second thing is us living that living sacrifice unto him, submitting ourselves unto his law, to his Torah, being willing to reject conformity unto this world, the behaviors of this world, to embrace his ways and to be transformed into the image of Yeshua. That is how we bring him our best. And as we learn to become more and more set apart, our worship becomes better and better and better. And that's how we bring the best of the best. Now let's look at Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 15. Through him, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of lips that acknowledge his name. Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. So what sacrifices are pleasing unto him? Number one, it does start with the sacrifice of praise unto him. That which we speak out of our lips towards him. And in doing that, we also do not neglect to do good. So we do not neglect to obey his law. His Torah is good. Paul tells us that. His Torah is good. It's holy. It's righteous. His Torah instructs us in that which is good. So when we walk in obedience to his Torah, we're doing that which is good. So do not neglect his law. Do not neglect his commands. Share what you have. Love one another. Be willing to help your neighbor in a time of need. For these are the sacrifices that please God. So love God. Love people. Speak the praise of him out of your mouth. And that is the sacrifices that are pleasing unto him. Well, hallelujah. We are so glad that you have joined us for this week's teaching. We will be back again next week for another teaching. So come back now and join us, and shalom, y'all.